Family Secret by Thomas Washburn, Jr. Read by Eric Marner. August 3rd, 1960. Caleb Sturgis had a family secret that dated back to the time of his oldest ancestors. He, along with every firstborn son in the Sturgis bloodline, had been given the gift. Anyone who knew how or why it came to be had long since passed into the next world. Despite his best efforts, he'd never come to know the reasons. What he did know was the gift manifested itself at midnight on the child's 13th birthday. It revealed itself in a cavalcade of flashing images and silent visualizations. Each one told of encounters the Sturgis descendants before them had experienced. It was jarring, often leaving the recipient drained and bewildered for hours afterwards. For better or worse, today was the day his son Ethan would inherit the gift. Caleb had done his best to prepare him for what would happen. He'd promised to not leave his side until it was over. Caleb's own father had passed away fighting in World War II. He'd never known him. His grandfather had walked him through the process, just as he did for Ethan now. Caleb noticed his son's anxious expression as he looked at his pocket watch. "You'll be fine. I'm right here with you."
"What if something goes wrong?"
"I'll be here to protect you. Don't worry." Ethan scrunched his face in uncertainty.
"Promise?"
"I promise." Caleb smiled, doing his best to ease the boy's mind. Ethan went back to looking at his pocket watch, counting down the minutes. Caleb didn't say anything else. There was more to tell his son, more he needed to know, but he couldn't understand until he'd gone through his rite of passage. He'd written a note explaining things in detail. It would be easier for him to grasp and understand the responsibilities the gift carried with it. It was sealed in an envelope inside a small, highly worn, leather-bound satchel that had been passed down from Sturgis to Sturgis when they came of age. When the clock struck midnight, Ethan began to convulse and thrash as if caught in a seizure. Frothy white foam secreted from the corners of his mouth, and his eyes rolled back into his head, leaving only blank, featureless orbs. Caleb took his son's hand and watched in silence as the family secret pulsed through him. It was the only thing he could do until the boy came to. When the violent spasms ceased and his son was once again responsive, he let go of his hand. Ethan stared at the wall, eyes wide, trying to comprehend.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?